إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى said in Surah Ibrahim, وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said in his famous hadith, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرُ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرُ اللَّهِ. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, وَإِذْ تَعَذَنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Let it be announced and that on the name of your Rabb, then that your Rabb has stated and announced that the one who has not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not, the one who thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase his ni'mat on him. He will increase his bounty on him. وَلَنْ كَفَرْتُمْ. And the one who, among you, the one who does not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mat, إِنَّ أَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Let him be aware that my adab, my punishment is severe. And the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, the one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah. I want to remind myself and you that today one of the big illnesses of our times is this ability, is this tendency to take things for granted. And we do that all the time. We do that with our families, we do that with our teachers, we do that with our friends. We just take things for granted. We are not grateful for what we receive. We do not thank, we do not say thank you, we do not say Jazakumullahu Khairan. We do not do anything. We just take it for granted. All the good that comes our way, we take it for granted. And the slightest problem that comes our way, we believe that it's our bounden duty to complain about it and to moan and groan and so on and so on. Seriously, we have to change this attitude of ours, because unless we do that, we will attract the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, as far as people are concerned, if you take things for granted from people, and if you take services from them, and if you take help from them, and you don't bother to thank them, then next time you need that help and so on, the person also will feel, why should I bother about this person? The key thing to understand here is two matters. First of all, some people feel that, you know, why should I thank? I mean, after all, they know I am grateful. Then doesn't Allah know that you are grateful? Now, why is He saying, وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ? If more than anybody else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows you are grateful. So why does He say, if you thank me? And why does He say, وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ? If you don't thank me, then beware of my punishment. The issue is not whether the other person knows or not. The issue is, are you grateful for what you received? And do you bother to inform the other person that you are grateful? The second big issue is the confusion that people have between thanking and praising. The hadith when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forbade us from praising a person to his face has nothing to do with thanking, has nothing to do with expressing appreciation for services received, has nothing to do with anything that comes in the nature of thanking or appreciation. That has to do with flattering. That, for example, is like what people do when they talk about somebody and they say so and so, oh mashallah, he is the greatest person that I have ever known, and he is, you know, he is Bahrul Uloom, and he is the sea of knowledge, and so on and so forth. All of which is essentially lying, because the person is not that. And if you are praising him in ways which are really a form of telling lies, then this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prohibited us from doing. But if you take this mistakenly, as many people do, that one should not say anything good about somebody, then you will have a very peculiar and a very dangerous situation where the only thing that people hear from you is criticism, and they never hear anything good, because all the good you don't tell, and you don't tell them, you only tell them what is bad, and over a period of time it destroys your relationship with those people, because people will say, this person never appreciates anything. But you say, no, but you see, I appreciate it, but I don't tell you. Well, if you appreciate it, then how come you don't tell me? Because if you appreciate it and you don't tell me, well, I'm not Alimul Ghaib, and Alimul Ghaib himself said, if you appreciate, tell me. So then why must I be subjected to this issue that you appreciate it and you don't tell me? So it's very important for us not to get confused about this. To express appreciation is a sign of our gratitude to people. Nobody owes us anything. Let me make this very, very clear. Nobody owes us a thing. If you ask somebody the time and he tells you the time, he's doing you a favor. He does not owe this to you. It's not as if it's his duty to tell you the time. He's not the time teller of the world or something like this. You're not paying him to tell you the time. So if you are, if anyone does anything for you, if it's one sentence, if it's one word, one letter, make sure that you say thank you. Make sure you say thank you. It happens so many times. We ask people, excuse me, can you please do this for me? Can you please tell me this, that? Can you find out this for me? And after you do all that, no sound from that person.
Well, you just wrote an email, you just made a phone call, you just wrote a letter or something asking for such and such to be done for you, and then you don't have the courtesy and the manners to write a simple email after that one letter, one word to say thank you. I mean, what's the problem? What's the problem? This is just a sign of complete lack of manners, and it just shows the kind of upbringing that you had, which is totally, it's an absolute disgrace to on the person, on their parents, on their teachers, that what kind of a person did you bring up, right? Who does not even have the basic courtesy to say thank you to somebody. So let us be very clear. Rasulullah said, the one who does not thank people has not thanked Allah. And the one who does not thank Allah is inviting the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the dalil which I gave you from the Quran and Sunnah. Let us be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that we receive from anyone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give directly, He gives through people. And therefore, let us be grateful to the people for all that they do for us. We have got, alhamdulillah, people in our lives, our parents and children and family and friends and teachers and so on, who do so much for us, including general situation. For example, I always make it a point to thank people. The other day I was at the airport, and the security people there in India, in most of our airports, very nice, very courteous, very good, all the police security people. So I thanked them. I said, this is, your work is excellent, and you're very courteous. The man comes and tells me, you are the kind of people we need. He says, nobody thanks us, people only criticize us. Now, when I'm doing that, I'm also presenting to him, I look like a Muslim. So there is this man who's not a Muslim, and he says, this is what Muslims do. They thank you if you do something good for them. So you are setting an example for everybody. In the West, it is so common. Somebody opens a door and people say thank you. But in our countries, nobody says thank you. You think it's your right. Do not take this for granted. Always, always, always make it a point to thank people for what they do for you. You don't owe it to them. And if they did it for you, then they are doing you a favor. Don't act like that, like you owe it to them or something. And therefore, make sure that you thank people. Whoever does anything for you. That's a very important thing for us to remember. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ